Well, we'll always have Paris. But do we have to have Paula, too? Apparently, TV's Bravo network thinks so. Starting tonight, it's following Paula Abdul around in a new reality series called Hey Paula. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is not amused.
The formula seems simple. Take one star, add two or three cameramen, mix them all together, and voila, you've got a great reality show. But the endless parade of entries in this subgenre have a very mixed track record. For every masterpiece like VH1's Breaking Bonaducci, there's at least five snoozers, and Hey Paula is among them. Now, that might seem odd. How could a former child star like Danny Bonaducci compare with Paula Abdul, one of the most famous faces on TV today? Well, here's the thing. It's not about how big a celebrity you are. In fact, that's probably the very thing that works against Abdul. Because as we learn in Hey Paula, the life of a big star is nonstop work. In this scene, she recounts her hectic schedule.
The next 48 hours are going to be insane. I've got the Grammy Awards tonight, and as soon as they end, I have to run, get in the limo, drive to LAX, catch a red eye to Philly. Once I land, I go directly to QVC to plan for my 1 a.m. show. Most people's days are 24 hours. Mine are 48. Welcome to Paula time.
That's pretty much a day in the life of Abdul, which is to say she has no life outside her job. Even the people the show presents as her closest confidants are all on her payroll. And that amounts to a violation in the unspoken transaction that takes place between viewer and star in celebrity reality. The viewers allow the star to blatantly promote his or herself in exchange for some measure of truly personal self-disclosure. Bonaducci nailed that notion, allowing cameras to document how his many addictions were destroying his family life. He let us in on more than just his work. Which isn't to say it's impossible to depict a balance of life and work. Comedian Kathy Griffin does it really well in her own Bravo show, My Life on the D-List. Though a lot of it is devoted to her life on the road, she also really opens up about her personal issues, from her recent failed marriage to her diet battles. In this scene, Kathy turns to her parents for a little dating advice.
You know, now that I'm dating him, which I never thought I would or wanted to, but what advice do you have for me?
I don't know.
Could we get a little list for her? We'll think about it.
What's your list? Benny Goodman, Art Carney.
No, Sean Hannity.
Oh, sure.
What a son he'd make.
Oh, perfect son.
Put a gun to my head.
Oh, yeah. No, he'd be a wonderful son.
It would be a murder-murder-suicide. I'd kill you, then Sean Hannity, then myself. My parents.
There's plenty more celebrity reality coming this summer, from soccer star David Beckham's wife Victoria to forgotten actor Scott Baio. They should learn from their predecessors that when a celebrity actually shares his or her life, it's very compelling. And therein lies the problem for Abdul. She apparently has no life to share.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.